Hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, couple-minute riff on IT and IT security today at HPE Discover in London. So, yesterday I was looking at some of the booths, talking to some of the folks, looking at their solution for ransomware. Now, as you might imagine, right, the ransomware story is pretty simple. You get ransomware, you either pay it or you restore your files. But one of the things that was interesting is that they're relying on the restore and the backup process with VSS. So tip to you, if you think about your controls, such as my control for ransomware is backups, you need to think about your supporting controls, such as my control for ransomware is backups, and my control for backups is VSS. Here's why. Many ransomware providers, the malware itself, targets VSS and shuts off those snapshots. Now you don't see it yet today, you haven't seen it, but you might. Because we've seen this in other malware providers, that they exploit the time span. So for example, if I'm delivering you malware and I know you're looking for malware and then I know you will check for about an hour and then you'll give up, then I'm gonna wait 2 hours and after 2 hours we're gonna exploit it. Now think about this. If I know your backups are dependent on VSS and I install ransomware and I stop VSS, I wait a week and then I do the ransom. Now you've lost a week's worth of backups. You go to your backups and you're like, hey, wait a minute. My backups haven't been working. I haven't been getting any backups. What the hell? And now I'm in a position where I can say, give me all the money because you want your week's worth of data. A little bit of a problem. Very simple solutions to make sure VSS is working. But I think philosophically, in a bigger picture, the very simple solution is not that simple. The very simple solution is when we have these controls for a specific threat, we need to monitor to make sure those controls are always up, right? So not only do I have backups that are good, but do I also have VSS that's running? Not only do I have, you know, my firewall in place, but is the WAF also running? These types of technologies that fail open and fail quietly allow the attackers to exploit that time span and exploit that open control to bypass whatever you put in place. So it's very, very important that we look for those little dependencies and make sure they're running. Got a good story about a attacker that bypassed one of your controls because the dependency was broke? Hit me up in comments or tweet at me on social media. And if you're at HPE Discover, come see me. I'm walking around primarily in the blog area. Have a good one.